Welcome to the latest episode of Apple at Work. My name is Bradley Chambers. I am your host as always. This week, I have Nate Abbott from Front. We'll talk more about Front in a few moments. But Nate, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So for our listeners that aren't aware of Front, because it's not maybe a company that everybody's heard of in the Apple ecosystem, but it plays an important role for businesses who obviously probably use Apple products. Can you give us a little overview of who Front is and what Front does?
Yeah, absolutely. So Front combines the simplicity of an email inbox sort of that your team already knows and pairs that with the automation and insights power of a CRM with powerful integrations you expect from an enterprise communications tool. So what you end up with is an incredibly robust communications platform, but that's also easy to use so teammates from all departments can work together to send out the best replies faster, keep messages organized across channels, and obviously maintain that personal touch. And we sit in this sort of empty space between a traditional help desk or call center type software and a traditional email client. And what we found is that many people are using an underpowered sort of traditional email client like Outlook or Gmail to do things that really involve workflows and a team that, you know, that software is sort of extremely underpowered to actually deliver. As you mentioned, you know, I think with all of the remote and hybrid work that's happened over the past year, you know, we're really seeing that the tensions of these software is not really being able to deliver on what the teams need them to do is just becoming a bigger and bigger aspect. So that's sort of a quick overview of Front, but I'm happy to dive in. We've been around for 7 years. We have about 6,500 companies, including big companies like Shopify, Airbnb, Hulu, Lyft, Better.com, and many others using it. And I think it's a really unique platform, and I'm excited to talk to you about it.
Well, you know, you think about the way consumer or like customers like want to reach different businesses, and there are just so many ways now that like you can kind of reach a business's support team or, you know, anybody on their team, you know, email, website chat, website contact form, texting. It's really like you want to be in all those places for your customers, but then that's almost a challenge for your teams because then like you're just like tool heavy here. You're like, okay, we've got somebody monitoring like the intercom chat. We've got somebody monitoring the texting service. We've got somebody monitoring the email. Oh, does this email solution have collaboration? Well, what if like someone texts and then they email, like, you know, and it's like your teams then are just like, I don't even know how to use all these tools. And you think about like onboarding a new employee, like, you know, again, because nobody wants to end up with 10 tools, but you do end up with, most businesses often end up with 10 different tools to manage customer interaction. So like you hire somebody and they're like, wait a minute, you gotta learn every one of these tools? Like, which one's the priority? Well, they all are. Well, you know, and so I see Front as a simplification of interacting with your customers, where you can meet them where they are and how they want to reach you. But yet on your end, that's a seamless inbox for bridging the gap of like all these different communications. And I think of just like how I, you know, reach companies today. Like sometimes I just like DM them on Twitter, or sometimes you shoot them an email. And then again, like then again, SMS is like, you know, an even easier way. So like, again, think of like a, if you're at a hotel and like you're out of, you know, towels, or you're out of toilet paper, or you need this, you can just like shoot a quick text. Customer service can, you know, either that can go to the front desk and they, you know, can just monitor that. They get it up to you, and you're not having to like go through so many different places to try to figure out how to connect, you know, with your customer. And again, you get that historical stuff as well. So you can pull in previous messages, all that kind of history comes together, and it ends up being really like not AI for your team, but like, it's like a superpower for your customer service teams.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, you hit on one side of the complexity, which is just the absolute proliferation of different channels that people reach out to customer to companies on. But I think the other part that may be hidden, but is absolutely a huge part of this tool sprawl problem, is not just channels, but departmental silos as well, right? So the support team's on a dedicated help desk, the customer success team's on another one. I just refinanced my mortgage here. And, you know, every different department, you know, I'd have to answer the exact same thing. It's like, you know, like, oh, now I'm talking to somebody in risk. And they're like, how many bedrooms is your condo again? Like three bed, two bath, right? And there's no handoff between them. They're using different teams and it's super frustrating. And I think, you know, getting all of your departments actually using the same communications tool actually makes the customer journey a really seamless thing. It's a super strategic application for companies. And I think it's one that sort of, you know, has developed as each of these specialized departments have sort of grown up with its own specialized tool. But there's been no look at, like, is there something out there that can actually create a holistic customer journey for our customer all in one place? And I think Front actually not only gives you that amazing communications tool, but also is amazing at being able to, you know, reach across industries and departments to actually deliver efficiently with a collaborative tool a great customer experience.
Before we continue our conversation, I want to thank this week's sponsor. Managing Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult. Mosul makes it easy. As a leader in the modern mobile device management and security for Apple and the enterprise ecosystem, Mosul offers solutions for every stage of your business. If you're just starting out and you want to get started for free, you can try Mosul Business for free and receive the complete MDM feature set of Mosul Business Premium for up to 30 devices at no charge. It's perfect for businesses just getting started or schools just getting started. Looking to address all your Apple endpoint needs? Mosul Fuels has you covered. Are you looking to address all of your Apple endpoint needs? Mosul Fuse has you covered. The cloud-native offering compliant. Look point security. Wherever you are in your Apple journey, Mosul is there to support you. With a focus on usability, automation, and the best support in the market, Mosul delivers a new approach to Apple device management that is more powerful, efficient, and affordable than legacy solutions. To learn more, visit business.mosul.com. That's business.mosyle.com, and we'll have a special link in the show notes. Thanks to Mosul for sponsoring this week's episode of Apple at Work.
Well, and like you said, the bridging between departments is really important. And you can even envision workflows where, you know, you're having customers say, hey, we would love this feature. And, you know, your software development tool wish list, like you can even go in and say, like, hey, it's on the roadmap. You can, you know, through different APIs, you could even like set up to automatically, or not automatically, but like to know which customers were wanting that. And then when that feature is available, easily reach out to them and say like, hey, this is now available. And again, because you guys are built, you know, there's, you know, integrations and there's an API, you can really take Front and it can almost be like the customer OS where, you know, you really like, it's really just deepening that relationship with your customers. And again, like you said, it's, you're not having to answer the same thing multiple times. Every team is kind of on the same page. It's not just customer service, but it's like, it's customer service, it's support, it's developers. And it's like everybody kind of have access to the same brain.
That's right. And I think that's, you know, one thing that I'm super bullish on is that, you know, being customer centric doesn't mean having a great support team. It means bringing the entire company into the customer experience. And I think, you know, as you said, obviously you can take that piece of communication and tag it with a Jira tag or, you know, create a link to the rest of your SaaS ecosystem. But the other thing I'm really excited about is you can actually tag the product team, maybe the engineers who are working on that particular feature and say, hey, this is some really interesting feedback. Did you think about that? And now, you know, the engineers and the product managers aren't just hearing like filtered down customer feedback that's been watered down by a bunch of summaries or something like that, or, you know, communications is locked up in a dedicated help desk or, you know, in somebody's private email account. But it's actually allows them to collaborate and say, oh my God, we never thought about that. Or, you know, hey, I know this customer thinks it's a feature request, but, you know, there's actually this really cool workaround you might not have thought about. Check that out. And so I think, you know, that allow the enablement of sort of collaboration within your communications tool is so critical. And, you know, I think that's when you start seeing huge benefits from breaking down those tool silos and really bring the entire company into that customer communication.
Well, we could sit here and we could talk about Front all day long, because I think it's a really, really cool product. But you all have some news that as of the day we release this will be available related to iOS. So let's hear it. What is new with Front on iOS?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, after the last year, it became super clear that, like, you know, work is not going to be this in person, you know, in the office only experience. And obviously, like, mobile is a huge part of that, right? And I think traditionally, when you think about customer communications, you think about, you know, a help desk, again, you know, where it's like, you know, entering into the you know, control panel of the, you know, space shuttle, you know, dials and knobs everywhere. And you know, what we really decided is that, you know, again, sort of in the same theme we were just talking about around democratizing customer communications, bringing everybody into it, really riding this idea around remote and hybrid work, we need to actually put a lot of effort into our mobile apps. And so for the past year, we've actually been rewriting our mobile apps, and we're super excited to announce that we're going to be releasing our brand new iOS app. As you said, the day this is announced, this podcast is released. And so we're super excited about that. I think, as we said, it's got all the killer features that we were just talking about, that Front has, out of the box. So things that, like, you know, CCs, BCCs, forward, all that stuff is gone. You can just comment in teammates seamlessly. We've got a communication hub where you can actually see all of your customer communications across your company in one single place. And so we're super excited about that. And I think it's critical that we make it available on your mobile device. This is a part of the industry that has historically totally ignored mobile. You know, I think for us, the way we see using Front and the way Front is different really plays into having a great mobile experience. And I'm super excited that we now have that.
Well, yeah, and I can envision, like, you know, is Front for iOS going to be the main way you interact with Front day to day? Probably not. But what I find with great mobile apps is it bridges the gap between my in-office time and things that can be easily dealt with after hours. Good example is, like, last night, like, a lot of the people I work with are on the West Coast. So I get a lot of, after I kind of finish up for the day, I get a lot of just, like, random things coming in late at night. Well, I usually get there after my kids go to bed and just kind of even read through those. Okay, what emails have come in? What pings have come in I need to look at? And I can almost, like, spend, you know, 10, 15 minutes kind of processing things, maybe even forwarding something to somebody else. And, like, that kind of helps move things along. So instead of waiting until the next day to read that, send it to someone else, I can take care of it that night. And then it's kind of on their, it's on, you know, kind of, you know, get it moving where it needs to go. And I look at Front for iOS is that way, where if, let's say, for example, you know, you've released a new software update and you're hearing about this kind of, like, bug that's coming in. You're seeing a lot of customers, you know, kind of coming in. Well, you know, if you can find some key information coming in, again, when you're on the go, you can even tag some of your developers and say, hey, this may be helpful reproducing it. And, like, you're just able to kind of, again, do enough work on your mobile device to where things, you know, projects can move along. People can get information they need, and you're not having to say, well, I'll do that when I get back to my Mac or my PC. And having that ability on iOS. Now, again, maybe even you're not a massive company. Maybe it's like you're the business owner, but you're also doing customer support too. Just thinking of, like, let's say you're an insurance agency and you've got three or four different agents. You use Front. Well, someone emails you about claim on the weekend. You can, and again, from Front, say on iOS, say, hey, we see that, we're getting on that. And you're going to be driving customer service, driving customer satisfaction, loyalty, because you spent 10 minutes on maybe on the weekend responding to that customer. And Front kind of made that where it was easy. Anybody in your office could get to it. You know, and then everybody else on the team can see that someone else has gotten to that. So, like, again, this scales up from the 5-person team to the 500 person team.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think, you know, another good example of that is, like, you're a sales manager. And you've got a couple of deals that you're waiting to push across the finish line. You know, before, like, you know, what you do is sit in the office, stand over their shoulder, see how, you know, their email is going in their personal email, you know, make sure they're forwarding the deal terms to the finance department so they can approve them. You know, it's all very in person, right? Now you've got remote work. How do you actually monitor that? Well, you want to actually have all that communication and all that back and forth, the customer, seeing that the finance and legal teams are looped in. All of that can happen now on your mobile device, right? So you're on a, on your commute or, you know, somewhere else where you're not in front of your laptop. And we know for sure hybrid work and remote work has meant that, you know, people's working hours are a lot different now. And so I think, you know, having all of that communication and all of that insight right in your pocket is so powerful and so freeing, but also, you know, makes you a more responsive. And again, coming back to that great customer journey, make sure everybody can sort of participate and make sure that all the pieces are getting taken care of for your customer. Because at the end of the day, that's what makes your business money. That's the most important asset you have as a company. I think that's why we believe front is so critical for a company.
Well, we're excited. This iOS app looks great. I've seen the screenshots. And looks fantastic. I really, you know, I'm a big email guy. Like if I could only have one tool to reach people, it would be email. You know, tools like Slack and Teams are great in certain ways, but like, I love email. I love the openness of email. And I like how, Front has kind of taken email, built on top of it and kept it. Everything's still open. People can just still email, you know, support@yourcompany.com. And Front can kind of do its thing. And like, it's just, it's great that you're taking the best technology, the communication technology to me that was ever invented, which was email. And you're almost like supercharging it for Teams. And you have these integrations, you have the API. And I think it really just makes it where, it bridges the gap with your entire company, again, small and large, different use cases for different departments. So great job on the iOS app. It looks fantastic. If people are wanting to learn more about Front, you can go to front.com. You guys just got a new domain name, did you not?
We did. It's part of growing up as a startup is finally not having frontapp.com, but really being out there with front.com. So we're super excited about that.
Well, and I don't know who does your social media, but I guess it was a video or a GIF on, he had a cake and he had frontapp.com and you just cut out the app and pulled the cake piece out. That was one of the most creative LinkedIn posts I've ever seen. That was like, that's just like tip your hat to whoever came up with that idea.
Because I love our creative team. They're phenomenal.
But then also like thoughts to your tech team on changing domain names, I'm sure is never fun. And there's 1,000 things that can break when you're changing domain names. So kudos to your tech team for making that happen as well. But again, check out front.com. It is a really, really unique service. And if your team is like struggling with, it's really custom, you know, your customer interactions through digital communications, it may be the silver bullet for you, particularly if you're trying to meet customers where they are, pull in your chats, pull in your SMSs, pull in email, pull in Twitter. You can really just kind of combine that and you can focus more on, reaching your SLAs, kind of moving customer communication along, escalating issues, handing them off where they need to be. There's some really cool things where you all have done with load balancing. So depending on, if you have a support team, you know, it can automatically assign cases to someone who has less. There's a lot of intelligence goes along in there. So again, I think check out the demo front.com. Nate, thanks for coming on the show. We'll have a link to the new iPhone app into the show notes, and then congrats on the big release.
Appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time.